Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Over Easy. My name is Manny. In case you're new here, or welcome back. Today, as you are listening to this, it is Valentine's week. It is leading up to Valentine's Day this Friday, which is very exciting. I love Valentine's Day because it's just such a wholesome time around. Like, I feel like everyone's more happy and it's just a fun time to celebrate all of your relationships, your friendships, your partners, your family, and stuff like that. So I love Valentine's Day for all the wholesome vibes that it gives. This week, to kind of celebrate that, we are doing an episode about how to practice self-care and how I practice self-care, because the first and most important love that you will always have in your life is yourself. I think that is not talked about enough, is that in your life you will inevitably meet so many people, friends, family. You'll have all these people in your life, whether it be for a short time, a long time. But the only person that you will ever have for your entire life is yourself. And I think, personally speaking, my life became so much better when my relationship with myself improved and actually was positive. It definitely became a much more positive place to be in my head. And I personally really enjoy spending time by myself, doing things by myself, and I feel like right now I just have a very good relationship with myself, and I treat myself very nicely, which is good. So I'm hoping that today's episode will help you guys if you are not having the easiest time with that. I don't know why, but it's just so easy for us to criticize, be mean to people that we love, especially ourselves. It's crazy. Like, I know a lot of family dynamics, it's like so easy for parents to get mad at each other and just not treat each other nicely. But I think it is so important to remember that everyone, including yourself, deserves love and unconditional love at that. So it is so important to practice self-care and relationship care whenever possible. So I have three categories of self-care that I want to go over, and these are pretty much the categories that I use when I'm reflecting on how I'm doing, how I think I am working towards my goals, and stuff like that. The three categories are physically, mentally, and soul-ly. That's not a word. But physical, mental, and soul health. I think those are three very important components that I try to prioritize in my life, and I try to make sure that I am actually taking care of myself in those three categories. It's also much easier to think of ways that you can help yourself when you kind of break it down into different categories. So I kind of do that to help myself. So without further ado, let's get into how I practice physical self-care first. The first thing is daily movement is so important. Whether that be walking, getting your steps in, or doing exercise, I, as a 9-to-5 office girly, find that the worst days when I feel the most sluggish and lethargic are the days where I am sitting at my desk all the time and I don't get up and I'm just constantly responding back to emails. The days that I feel very refreshed and energized are actually days where I take a break. I get up every 15 minutes to just do a walk around the office and just get back to my desk afterwards. I think it's so important. It might be easier if you have a step goal. For me personally, my step goal for every single day is 8,000 steps, which is honestly like not the highest that I've seen other people. I know TikTok tries to encourage 10,000 steps or even 20,000 steps, but honestly, I think that is a little bit of overkill, and you kind of know your lifestyle best. And for me, getting consistent 8,000 steps a day tells me that I have gotten my steps in and have moved throughout the day. I think that is so important. So the other thing that I like to prioritize is exercise, and I think it is so important to do something that you enjoy. Nothing will ever be consistent or regular in your life if it is not authentic to you and what you like. So for example, for me, I love HIIT workouts and high intensity workouts. I tried for a few weeks to be a Pilates girly and to enjoy the mat Pilates and the reformer Pilates, but nothing will ever get me as excited to get to a workout than something that is high interval intensity training or something exciting and gets my cardiovascular system up. So for me, as I've talked about before, it is Rumble Boxing, and also recently it's been F45 and Barry's. Those three I think are like the holy trinity for me. I love it. It just makes me excited to go work out. I feel like the endorphins really release when I do a high intensity workout, and it is just fun because I feel like I really enter flow state when I am doing these workouts. For example, when I'm doing Rumble Boxing, I feel like during some of the songs where the combos kind of repeat themselves, or I get really into the flow of things, like I'm not even thinking and my arms are just moving and I'm just in the flow state, which is really, really nice. So I personally love that, but I know that is not everyone's cup of tea. I know people love Pilates and obsess over it, but it's just not really for me, which is totally fine. You just need to find what works for you and also a schedule that works for you. For me personally, I like working out after the workday, so around 5:15 to 6 o'clock, that kind of time. But I know for other people, because it's the end of the workday, it's so busy that people can't stand that time. It also depends on your own working schedule. Like maybe you work night shifts, so you have to work out in the morning or anything like that. You find what is best for you, and I think that's why it's so important to have experimentation phases during a couple months of the year, a couple weeks of the year. For example, that would have been me in January when I was doing my ClassPass classes. It was kind of like my experimentation phase where I was trying a bunch of different workout classes and workout locations and different studios. Like I really got to find what I like, what I don't like about working out, and where I find more safe and more enjoyable. So it's super fun. So I definitely would recommend to have an open mind and try different spots first. And then from there, once you've tried different things, you can kind of narrow it down to what you enjoy. And maybe you just enjoy a mix of things, in which maybe ClassPass is probably the best option for you, and you can just choose what you want to do that day. I'm trying to get into cycle syncing, which is basically like cycling your workouts and syncing them to whatever phase of the menstrual cycle that you're in. Like for example, I do it on this app, but I honestly don't check it enough. But let me check it right now and tell you what it is. Right now I am in my luteal phase. So because of that, this app recommends reformer Pilates and kind of low intensity workouts, because I guess this is kind of an era of low energy. And oh, it recommends badminton too, so I don't really know. But I've been trying to do cycle syncing, but also like it's hard to do that when like reformer Pilates is not always really close by and I need to like make the trip out for it. So I'm trying, but it might not work, but maybe that's something you want to do. I've heard people say it's like so, so good and so, so beneficial to do cycle syncing. We'll see. I can try, but it's honestly a little bit tricky. My next tip for physical self-care is to clean your space. I'm going to admit that I am not the cleanest person out there. I'm definitely organized, but I'm not clean per se, which is not one of my proudest traits, but it's just something that I've learned about myself. But I have found that when I make my bed every morning, I vacuum every single week, and I also just like pick up after myself, it is so much better for my mental health, especially when I come back home after a long day and my room is clean. I don't have to go off and clean it again after I've done all these things throughout the day. So I think it is so important. It also, I've heard this quote before, that your room is the reflection of your mental health or something like that. So you having a clean room kind of represents like you having a clean mental slate, whereas having a messy room represents like mess and disorganization in your brain. I don't know how true that is, but I certainly feel that way. It's like when my room is strewn with clothes all over the floor, that's definitely a period of time where I am feeling overwhelmed and maybe not feeling my best. So I feel like I can also Pavlov myself into improving my mental health by cleaning my room, picking up after myself. I have this really bad habit of like putting my clothes all over the floor because they're not technically dirty yet, so they can't go in the hamper, but they're also not clean, so I can't put them back in the closet. I don't know if you ever feel that way. So that's why my clothes are always all over my room. But I find that when I actually clean up, put them in the proper basket that they belong in, or just put them neatly and fold them away on a shelf, it really helps me. Next up is physical self-care is also taking care of the physical representation of yourself. So what I mean by that is prioritizing your outfits, your makeup, and cosmetic procedures if you want that. Now, this is not everyone's cup of tea, but I think it is so important when you look and feel good in your skin. I feel like that just emulates positive energy and confident energy into the world around you. Truly, I think what has helped me in my life the most is improving my self-confidence, and I feel like that has really improved the way that I carry myself, the way that I walk into a room, the way that I meet new people. Having that basis of self-esteem and self-confidence really, really helps with that. And so I think part of it starts from how you present yourself to the world. And that is how you dress, what your outfits are, if you want to wear makeup, what your makeup looks like, and also if you want to do extra cosmetic procedures. So not necessarily like plastic surgery, but things like massages or getting your eyebrows tweezed or waxed. And these are totally things that you don't have to do. If you don't like that vibe, you don't have to do it. For example, I used to get my eyebrows tweezed. What's the word? What's the string thing called? I totally forgot what it's called. Threading. I used to get my eyebrows threaded every so often, but I've realized recently that the natural brow look is just much more, I just like it a lot more. So I haven't been getting my brows threaded, even though people say you should, blah, blah, blah. I don't think it's necessary. You just do what you want and what makes you feel confident. Also, for the outfits, for me, I've noticed when I go out and I'm wearing an outfit that I like and I feel good in, I just carry myself with such positive energy and I feel so good, versus when I go out in like sweatpants and I feel underdressed and I know that I'm underdressed, I always feel so unconfident, I slouch and I hunch over, I don't want people to see me. It's just different. Also, when you do your makeup and you have a good makeup day, I feel like the confidence from that is unmatched. When I get my eyeliner matching on both sides and it is so on fleek, there's like no feeling that can top that for me. Other parts of physical self-care, going back to body, one thing is definitely stretching. I feel like this is so not taken seriously. Stretching and cooling down properly is so, so important, especially if you do exercise. But also, stretching is so important because of the lifestyle that we live nowadays. It is so normal for people to be sitting at their desk all day or lying on their bed for long periods of time that I think we've forgotten that our bodies were designed to be mobile, to walk, to just move around all day. And now that we're kind of stationary, our muscles get stiff and tight. It is not good. So I have been trying to prioritize properly cooling down and warming up before every single workout class that I do or any type of exercise, because I find that that helps with my recovery so much more. Last but not least, in the physical self-care category, it is fueling your body with good food. Recently, I've been much more focused on foods that have ingredients that I actually know and can pronounce, because I find that eating whole foods is much better for me and how I feel throughout the day. I feel much more satiated. I don't get tired. I don't get lethargic or groggy. I just enjoy prioritizing eating whole foods, and I find that that has really helped my energy levels throughout the day. So it definitely takes more time and effort to do stuff like this, but I think the benefits outweigh the time and costs for sure. Next up is mental self-care. So let's talk about how you kind of need to discipline and set up routines in your life to take care of yourself. First off is finances, and that looks like budgeting and tracking your spending. Sometimes I admit I can be a person who kind of just closes my eyes and just swipes the card and doesn't really think about the later repercussions, but I have realized that I feel so much less anxious when I actually have an idea of how much I spend, where I'm spending my money, where I want to be spending my money. Also, I've noticed that spending my money has been so correlated with emotional and impulse spending recently. I think I'm going to try and go on a no spend for February to just cut out unnecessary and impulse spending, because oh my gosh, you're being sold to everywhere on social media, and it is so hard to not be advertised to. It's natural nowadays. I feel like everything is just a billboard. So it is so important to ensure that you're spending money that you actually want to be spending and not spending things on stuff that'll just sit at the back of your closet. That is definitely something that I can be guilty of. And so I want to do a no spend challenge to kind of stop myself from buying things that are not useful in my life. That's the best way that I can say it. I've also set up a budget for when I move out with my boyfriend so that I can really kind of rein myself in and track my spending and be able to see what I spend my money on, and also know that I'm contributing to my savings goals to build my first home savings account, tax-free savings account, etc. So I think just tracking your spending, even though you think your spending habits are terrible now, you just need to start somewhere. Take one of your credit card statements from the last month and just write down everything you've spent. Either it will be like super shocking, or you'll find that you're proud of yourself. So just do that first, and then you'll really find out where your money is going. Next up for the mental self-care is to do less doom scrolling. One thing that I do every single week is reflect on what do I want to spend more time on and what do I want to spend less time on. Because for me personally, doom scrolling is just when I feel like I don't have the time to do something else, I'll just pass time by doom scrolling. For example, it is nearing 6:30 and maybe let's say it just passes 6:30 and you're like, oh, like dinner's at 7 o'clock, but now I have less than half an hour. Like I can't really do anything. So I'm just going to go on my phone. When in reality, you could actually just spend 20 minutes cleaning up your room, tidying your room a little bit, or 20 minutes editing a video for me, or whatever else you want to do, or 20 minutes reading your book. There are so many options, but your brain doesn't naturally think of them right away. So you need to make the habits attractive and also easy to see. This is something I have read in Atomic Habits, the book that I'm currently reading. You need to be able to make your habits visible to you and like remind yourself of them. So for me, that's leaving books out on my table to remind myself. For me, that is putting a checklist in my planner, something like that. I think it's really important to do less doom scrolling because social media has really taken over our lives and it takes over our identity, our sense of self. It's not good for you, I think. So I'm trying to do less doom scrolling, and more so specifically the doom scrolling that you do when you feel like you have nothing else to do, but in reality you do have lots of other things you could be doing. That reflection question though, what do you want to spend more time doing and less time doing, has really helped me every single week to kind of reflect back on my week and put in actionable steps to get me closer towards my goals. Next up on the mental self-care checklist is mental boundaries, and that for me is not thinking about work or strategizing about work after a certain hour of the day. Of course, it is very natural for all of us to continue thinking about work after our workday's end, especially because you might have encountered a problem at work and maybe you want to solve that problem, stuff like that. Also, sometimes my best solutions come through after a few hours of simmering on that problem. I don't know if anyone else feels that way. Set yourself mental boundaries to not check your email after a certain hour and not think about work after a certain hour. You spend so many hours of your day thinking about work already. You deserve to have a few hours of your day thinking about yourself, thinking about your life, thinking about what you want to achieve. Let's just put it that way. you're already spending 8 hours a day thinking about a company's goals, what you could do better as an employee. But let's spend some hours of the day thinking about what you could do better as a person and what you could do to achieve your goals. I think that is so, so important. But this one has been pretty hard for me because I love thinking about work and sometimes problem solving is just like very fun for me. So yeah, you definitely need to train your mind to do this because it is so natural for us to just open our phone and then open straight to email. Maybe it's you delete the email app off your phone. Maybe you set a reminder on your phone. I think there's like apps like this where if you open it, it sets a reminder to be like, do you really need to open this app right now? And then you think about it and then you shut the app. I can't remember what the app is called off the top of my head, but there is definitely an app like that. Last thing for the mental self-care is to have a morning and night routine. And I think these are so important to help set up your day and also close your day on the right path. For me, the morning routine sometimes is a bit tedious and very long. Like I wake up, I do my journaling, I do my planner, and then I eat breakfast and I do my makeup and I do my outfit. Like my whole morning routine takes 2 hours, which is super long. But it sets me up on a day and on a foot that is very positive and sets me up for a great day because I feel like I was able to prioritize myself, my inner being. I was able to take care of myself and I was also able to properly nourish myself, take care of myself, make sure I look good. So even though the morning routine might be super long and seem overly scheduled, it actually all has a purpose and all helps me feel great throughout the day. And then the night routine. I briefly talked about this last week in my catch-up episode. Was it last week? I think it was the week before. I think it is so important to have a night routine to be able to schedule tasks that you actually want to prioritize in your life. I talked about this in that episode, so I won't go into too much detail, but I found that since scheduling and having a night routine, I'm able to actually prioritize side projects and side hustles that I actually want to spend my time doing rather than just doom scrolling. Again, when you don't schedule things in and you feel like you don't have any time left, you just opt to doom scrolling. But since I've set up the night routine, I've been able to be consistent with content, edit on the regular, plan my content, all this kind of stuff that I think is so much better than doom scrolling and helps me achieve my goals and makes me feel so much better about like the fact that I'm achieving things that I want to be doing. Last thing, last category is the soul. And I kind of think of this as kind of like your inner child, your playful side, and your heart. That's kind of the soul aspect. So the first thing is to create and don't consume. I think it is so nourishing when you create things. And that doesn't necessarily have to be content. It can be art. It can be pottery. It could be painting. It could be drawing. It could be content if that's what you're into. You could also read. Creating and being creative is such a natural muscle that we have as humans that I think kind of gets neglected as we become adults. And I've realized that the times that I carve out to do new activities where I am creating art or creating content, I feel so soulfully nourished and I feel like I am so satisfied with what I have accomplished. It's really hard to describe, to be honest, but I think the main idea that I want to get across is that you should be spending some time creating things on your own. And that might be like journal pages, that might be a scrapbook page. I love creating little junk journal pages. I feel like it is just so fun to find what sticker fits in here and put the pictures in here. It's just kind of very, very freeing for your mind. And also it just connects me back to that inner child. Next up for soul self-care, it is social time with friends and family. And that can be anything you want, to be honest. Recently, I've been in a big workout class phase. So for me, spending time with people looks like going to workout classes and then doing like going to get coffee after or going to get a smoothie after. Other things might be like eating. That's a very typical one. My friends and I did a painting night recently. My boyfriend and I did a pottery class recently. All of these things you can do with your friends and family. And maybe you might think, oh, I don't have many friends and I don't feel connected to my family. That's okay. We should all prioritize meeting new people, and you can meet new people through hobbies or online groups or anything like that. I talked about this before, but I joined a book club that I found on Reddit, which is kind of crazy. I haven't actually gone to a meeting, but it just goes to show, like, meeting people is everywhere. If you're in Vancouver, there's a subreddit called Vancouver Friends or Vancouver for Friends, and people are always posting that they want to meet new people. You could try those like friend dating apps. Like, I think Bumble Friends is one of them where people are looking to make friends. Or I feel like you just become acquaintances and friends with people if you do something very regularly. Like, I can't tell you how many people I have met at the gym just by doing the same workout class again and again every single week. You meet people everywhere. Also, part of it is you being brave to reach out to the other people around you. You don't always have to wait for people to reach out to you to be like, hey, do you want to get coffee and stuff like that? You can also be brave and reach out to other people. The worst thing that can happen is they say no, or they ignore you, or they ghost you. But I feel like that is more of a reflection of them rather than you. You were just an honest person trying to make a friend, trying to connect with other people, and maybe they were just having a bad day. Maybe they are super busy in their life right now. Maybe they're planning to move away. There could be an amplitude of reasons why they don't want to be your friend, and that has nothing to do with you. That is fine. I think I need to hear this too. We just all need to take things a little less personally, and that'll be fun. You can also meet so many people online nowadays, like through social media. I've heard a lot of people meet their partners online or meet their friends through Instagram and stuff like that. So yeah, maybe doom scrolling's a little bit good, but only for that. And the last thing in the soul self-care category is to have nourishing alone time. And I want to really emphasize that I put the word nourishing in there because I know that it is so easy to have alone time where you kind of just lie in bed and scroll on your phone. But I really want us to prioritize having nourishing alone time that kind of refuels your soul. So for me personally, the activities that I love are trying new cafes and coffee shops. And then when I'm there, I read a book or I journal or I get some work done. Just being in a new environment really excites me. My other favorite thing to do, especially in the summer, is reading outside. I bought a little picnic blanket years ago and I still have it to this day. I just bring it with me, put it in my car, and I just set up my blanket on a little grassy spot in the sun and I read my book for a little bit. You can bring snacks, you can play some music, you can take pictures. I just love it. It's my favorite thing to do in the summer. And I'm so excited because I'm moving closer to where I like to read outside so I can take my bike instead of having to drive, which is really nice. Last thing is learning new skills. That might be something that you want to do, whether that's learning an instrument or getting into a new hobby like knitting or crochet. For me, right now, I just signed up for a new course that kind of relates to my field of work, and I've been enjoying taking that because it's just got me feeling like I'm learning again and I'm building on skills that I already have and increasing my knowledge database. I just really, really like that. So, those are many, many ideas of how you can take care of yourself this Valentine's Day. Again, I think it is so important to take care of yourself and really feel like you are connected to yourself and you are doing what is authentic to you. And maybe you feel like you have no idea what that is. I don't know what I like. I don't know if I like this workout class or that workout class. I don't know what hobbies I enjoy. the best thing that you can do is just try everything. Have an open mind and try everything. Don't be afraid to be a newcomer and admit that to other people. Just go up to someone and be like, this is my first time. I don't really know what I'm doing. Can you please explain? Instructors, teachers are more than happy to help all the time. Like, that's literally what their job is. So, I mean, that's what they do. Try out new things. Take care of yourself. Prioritize time for yourself, your goals, your dreams, and what you want to achieve this year. I think that is so important. Also, as we're kind of like dying down from the new year extravaganza, sometimes some of us forget about our new year goals and we kind of just, this is like where the plateau happens, right? So I'm here to remind you that it is very important for you to take yourself seriously, do what you want to achieve, and we can all achieve it if you put your mind to it. So I hope you enjoyed this episode. Have an amazing Valentine's week. I am spreading love to you wherever you are, and I will see you in the next one. Bye.